This is The Brief on ARC Raiders, record sales and Amos's controversy. So, what's the deal with ARC Raiders? Well, it's this new extraction shooter where you're fighting other players and AI enemies, and it is an absolute smash hit. But here's the twist. The powerful PCs that make the game shine are also fueling a massive scandal. First up, let's just talk about the success, because the numbers are huge. The game has sold over 12.4 million copies since it launched in October 2025. And what's really wild is the player retention. Months later, it's still holding on to over 90% of its peak players. That's almost a million people playing at once. But okay, second, this is where the big problem comes in. The controller aim assist is, well, it's kind of broken. You see, it gets way stronger the higher your frame rate, your FPS is. So if you've got a high-end PC hitting 144 FPS or more, you get this insane, almost aimbot-like snap to your targets. That's a huge hardware advantage over console players, who are pretty much locked at 60 FPS. It's turned into a real pay-to-win situation. And finally, this whole thing absolutely blew up online. A clip from the streamer Nick Merckx went viral, showing just how overpowered it is. Now the developers, Embark Studios, they know what's going on. To mark the big sales milestone, they gave everyone a free cosmetic hammer for logging in. But more importantly, they've confirmed that fixes and anti-cheat upgrades are on the roadmap for 2026. ARC Raiders is a spectacular hit, no doubt, but fixing this critical balance flaw is absolutely essential for its long-term fairness and survival.